Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah walhamdulillah, salatu wasalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear brothers and sisters. In the previous episode of the commonly recited verses and chapters in the Quran, where we spoke still about the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal, the end of Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Ladina Namta Alayhim, Wa'il Al-Mawdubi Alayhim Wa Al-Dawaleen, and we mentioned those who Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with, and the first group, a category of them being Al-Nabiyyin, and the importance of following the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We spoke about what it means to follow the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from following him in his beliefs, from following him in his acts of worship, and in the previous episode, following him in his character, and we alluded to that which we'll go into more detail about today, inshallah, azza wa jal, and that is the mu'amalat, the dealings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with others. Part of a person's good character is for him to be upright in and of himself and to have noble traits, noble characteristics like generosity, bravery, patience, etc. But also this needs to show in how he deals with others and how he deals with others. And again, this is not a matter of being selective. It is not when times are good, I am good, and when times are bad, I am bad. No, the believer should be working on his character so that at all times, he's an absolutely outstanding individual. Whether he's dealing with his people that he likes or people that he doesn't like, whether he's at work or he's at home, whether he's with his friends or he's at school, the believer should be trying his utmost best that he is the best with absolutely everyone around him. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a husband. And so he taught us how to be a husband. He was a father, so he taught us how to be a father. For the women, he had wives around him, which he advised. And so we need to follow in their example. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a son, and he taught people how to be dutiful to their parents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a merchant. He was in trade and in business. And so we need to follow his example. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a warrior. And so we need to show how he was as being even a warrior, a commander, a general. It does not matter how you look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find that he was the best in all of these aspects. Whether a person's a student, a teacher, a friend, it does not matter what a person was or how a person is, he will find an example in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so when we want to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only in our beliefs, not only in our acts of worship, because there are some people who, mashallah, tabarakallah, they are excellent in these two. Their beliefs are solid and sound, and their connection between them and Allah directly is solid and sound. But when it comes to their dealings with others, they are extremely deficient. You find their parents have the worst complaints about them. Their workers have the worst complaints about them. Those that they do business with have the worst complaints about them. Their wife and children have the worst complaints about them. How can you be a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you haven't perfected the aspects of dealing with others? And we don't want the opposite extreme, where a person is excellent in their dealings with others, but extremely poor in their dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to follow those who Allah azza wa jalla has blessed and Allah has guided and Allah is pleased with. And the way of this first category, the prophets and Nabiyyin, is that they collected the amazing traits of both and they perfected both. They were close to Allah in their beliefs and their acts of worship, and they were close to Allah in their dealings with others. In their dealings with others. Dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, if you truly follow Him, commanded you to be good in and of yourself, towards Him, in and of yourself, with yourself, your good character, and in and of yourself when it comes to dealing with others. And again, if a person wants to look, he will find through the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ how he dealt with everyone. How he dealt with everyone. And so if a person truly, truly wants to be a complete upright servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him learn that. And how many people, subhanAllah, they became religious because of good dealings of others with them. Or some became Muslim, they were non-Muslim, then they became Muslim because of good dealings of people with them. And ayyadun billah, how much of the opposite is also true? How many people have not been religious because of the experiences of dealing with so-called religious people? Or how many people have left Islam, ayyadun billah, because of the bad treatment of some Muslims towards them or others that they witnessed? Whilst it is not a valid excuse, it is a reason that the person will be held accountable for. It's not an excuse for a person to leave Islam because of an individual. But if that individual turned people away from Islam, then he'll be held accountable for it. Because you were not allowed to be like that. We as Muslims are beacons of light. We are beacons of guidance. We are beacons of goodness. We are amazing individuals. And that needs to show in every aspect and facet of our life. May Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy for us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.